My guest is Tim Byers. He's a mortgage analyst at American Financing. American Financing is a company that uses salary-based mortgage consultants instead of commission-based. And he's here to talk about what to do if you're thinking about refinancing in light of the fact that we're starting to see a tick up in mortgage rates. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Tim, the Federal Reserve is in motion to raise interest rates this year. They've already done a little bit of that.
Right.
And that's going to affect certain types of mortgages. Everybody thinks it's going to affect all mortgages, but I think when the Federal Reserve moves, it only affects a certain type of mortgages. What type of mortgages will be most affected?
Yeah, and there are two types. I mean, there are fixed rate mortgages and there are variable rate mortgages. And so, you know, if you've done any financing, if you bought a house, you may have bought with what's called an ARM, which is an adjustable rate mortgage. And that's the most common variable rate mortgage. And those are the ones where the rate can move according to how the average interest rate changes. So like you were saying, Steve, the Federal Reserve, you know, sometimes will raise the rate that it costs for a bank to borrow money. And so when that happens, the mortgage rate can go up. And so those ARMs tend to be a little bit more affected. And then sometimes, you know, you get a very short-term ARM for something like a year, or you can get it for up to 7 years. So,
yeah,
you know, usually it's the variable rate mortgages that are a little bit more affected. But if you're buying your first house right now, or if you're refinancing, you know, it may get a little bit more costly than it was last year, but It shouldn't move too much.
Yeah, so you have these two rates, the variable, and so it's adjustable. That word is in there. The word variable is in there. That should be an indication.
Right.
That it's going to be tied to some index, some short-term movement in interest rates. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve can control. Fixed mortgages are mostly based on longer-term bonds, which are really not affected by the Federal Reserve. What affects then the interest on this 10-year or on these longer-term bonds, which then affects the fixed mortgages?
Well, I mean, in those cases, it's a bit more, you know, a longer look at the economy and the overall state of the economy. But more often than not, when you're looking at, say, a 30-year mortgage, if you're trying to get into a house and a 30-year mortgage, the principal thing that's going to affect your interest rate is your own personal financial economy, your own personal financial health. Okay. So things like your debt, you know, do you have a good credit score? You know, are you putting very little down on the house? Or are you putting a lot down, you know, on the house?
Yeah. So maybe too many of us spend too much time thinking about what the actual interest rate's going to be, which is kind of out of our control. But there's a lot that's in our control that will have more of an effect on interest rates. It's a really interesting way of looking at it.
Right.
My guest is Tim Byers. He's a mortgage analyst at American Financing. So if you're considering refinancing today to lock in today's low rates, what are some of the first things that you should do?
Well, you certainly want to check your credit score. I mean, this is one of the most important things you can do. The higher your credit score, you think of it this way, you know, a bank is in the business, or even, you know, if you get a government-backed loan, like an FHA mortgage, you know, the better credit risk you are, the better financial deal you're going to get, which means a lower interest rate, maybe more generous terms. So check your credit score. Usually the best deals go if your credit score is up above 740, and a credit score usually runs between 500 and around 850. So if you're in that 740 or above, you're in pretty good shape for you know, talking to a major bank, or even, you know, a company like us, which will, you know, take your mortgage all the way through up to the point where it gets sold to a Wells Fargo or a Chase.
So to get your FICO score or this credit score, I notice that it's on my bank statement now, or on when I go online, there's a section I can punch in to find it. What are some of the other sources for getting your credit score? You know, what's the easiest way to do that?
The easiest way is so every year, the law does require that you get access to your credit reports. And so, you know, if you were to go to annualcreditreport.com, and that's a government site, and you'll put in your information, they'll verify you are who you say you are, and then you can get your credit reports from the three major agencies, you can get your credit scores, and so, and that's free, and so you can do that once a year.
Okay.
But also, if you use like Mint or another personal finance package, you can, you know, get your credit score through them. Oftentimes your credit card provider, Citibank and American Express right now will do that. So there's a lot of different ways to get it, you know, but do keep tabs on it. It's an easy way to see where you are, you know, from the perspective of a banker.
All right. So once you get your report, once you see your FICO score, what's the first thing that you should do when you're looking at the report?
Well, when you're looking at the report, look for anything that looks out of place. So let's say you see you had a loan, you know, 10 years ago, or like a car loan 10 years ago. And for some reason on that, you know, your credit report, it shows that you're delinquent or something that's erroneous about that on your credit report. There are steps you can take, and usually it's just writing a letter to that credit bureau and saying, hey, look, this is incorrect. Here's the title I have of my vehicle. I'm not delinquent on anything.
Yeah.
Please remove this from my credit report, and that will improve.
How long does it take for something to actually come off the report?
Well, it can come off automatically after 7 years. That's usually why they say, like, if you have a bankruptcy, wait 7 years until you do anything more serious, you know, credit-wise. So 7 years if you do nothing. But if you take action, it can be as little as 30 days.
Hey, so once you've gone through your credit report and you'll see that it's clean, or you've written your letter and it gets cleaned up.
Yep.
I think a lot of people, they go to buy a house, but they don't really have a good sense of their whole financial picture.
Yeah.
It's to see whether, you know, can I really afford this house? And, you know, there's a lot of hidden expenses when you're buying a house. It's not
Absolutely.
Just about the mortgage, that's for sure. I live in South Florida, and you know, there's air conditionings and roofs and problems and all of this kind of thing.
Yep.
Termites. Some people have to get their places tented and the like. But the bottom line is you have to kind of figure out the whole picture. How do you do that?
Well, you're right. You know, you got to know what you don't know. And that really is the trick, isn't it? I mean, one of the first ways to start, first of all, is go and take a look at a mortgage loan calculator. We have those at AmericanFinancing.net, where you can see if you're looking at the price of a house, you can put in some numbers and get a rough estimate of what it would cost you on a monthly basis to get into that home, and you can start thinking about it. But after you do that, you really want to sit down with somebody who can walk you through all of those hidden costs you just mentioned, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why we have salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing. And I'm tooting our own horn here, but very briefly, the idea is that once you give us your financial situation, we take you through the process. And then we'll come back and say, hey, you know what? You have some debt, and here's a package that might be good for you to pay down some of that debt as you're looking to get into a house. But you really want to sit with somebody, whether it's a financial planner, maybe even just your accountant. But you know, we have at American Financing salary-based mortgage consultants who will do that process with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we're not making money off of the size of your transaction, just whether or not you actually get into a house, we want to get you the best deal that's best for you. So find somebody who can help you in that sense, who can kind of take a look at it with, you know, from the broad view.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of working with someone that has less conflicts of interest.
Exactly.
Is always a very good idea. I mean, we're, you know, fee-only financial planners.
Right.
You know, are not interested in how you move your money around or whatever. They're just interested in growing your capital and making sure that you can make good decisions.
Exactly.
So, you know, look for conflicts of interest. So here's a question I have for you. You know, shopping around for rates, when I walk into a bank and they'll have a poster and they'll say, here's our current rates. And, you know, they all seem to be very close to me. Or if I go online to certain sites, you see them compete. What's the best way to shop for rates?
Well, one of the best things you can do is just a Google search, quite frankly, and take a look at your mortgage rates. Just look at mortgage interest rates, maybe put in your zip code, and you'll get to these aggregators online. And frankly, you know, we can help you with that too. But just to give yourself a sense of what the various banks are offering out there. And then, you know, once you've got some ideas, take a look and use those calculators to sort of see the difference, because you do want to know on a monthly breakdown on what the aggregate is, what you're going to pay if, you know, somebody's offering you 4% on a 30-year mortgage versus, you know, 3.875% on a 15-year mortgage. What does that break down to monthly?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there isn't any way to escape the math. It's just those calculators like what we have at the site can really help you understand how the math shapes up on a monthly basis.
It's a little complicated because low rates could be teasers. They could have extra points added to them to buy down the rate.
That's right.
So you've got to become pretty familiar or really work with someone that you can trust who will lay it all out for you and say, hey, you know, maybe this is a lower interest rate, but here you're paying a couple more points, which if you're staying in a house for X number of years, that's okay. As a matter of fact, that's probably to your advantage to pay points to buy down the rate. But if you're not, you want to pay 0 points if you possibly can. So, you know, the cost of money is the cost of money. All these institutions basically buy money at the same rate. And, you know, they have a little wiggle room on how much they're going to sell that money for in terms of giving you a mortgage. But it's so many moving parts that you really need, you know, someone to walk you through it. Unfortunately, we're out of time. My guest is Tim Byers, a mortgage analyst for American Financing, and he can be found, and they can be found, at AmericanFinancing.net. Hey, Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.